Spill the Soju Podcast, your favorite dose of K-culture TMIs and fangirling shenanigans with your hosts Ashley, Katie, and Chelsea, powered by Anima. Hello guys! Welcome to the third episode of the season. Before we start, come follow us and connect with us on our socials. We're on Facebook and Instagram at Spill the Soju Podcast and on X or Twitter at STSPodPH. You can also send us an email at spillthesoju@gmail.com. You know, hit us up for any inquiries or collaborations, wink wink. So everything is linked in the description box, so make sure to check it out.
So, what is on our menu for today? What's on our menu for today, Chels?
Oh, on our menu for today is the differences of K-pop then versus now. So, just a little updated version of K-pop in 360 and K-pop in 1080p.
Oh my god!
Oh my gosh, that's so long ago.
But aside from, because I feel like that was a lot of personal stuff. Oh yeah. So this can be like on more objective, but of course we're gonna go personal because hello, this is us,
our podcast.
So that's what we're gonna do. So yeah, we're gonna start off with, if you guys listen to our K-pop predictions, yes. We touched up on a few of them, but it was just all surface level. So I hope that we can probably dive deeper, a little deeper into those right now. So an easy one for me is, before it was full length songs, but now we're seeing a trend of having shorter songs. So I think this has to do something with, again, the metrics of success changing in K-pop. So now it all really relies on streams. So shorter songs means you get to stream the song more in a given amount of time.
That's true.
Compared to before. So that's one. If you guys have any thoughts on that, let me know. If you don't, then you can add on as well.
I feel like in line with that, because of, you know, the boom of short form media. That's why everything's starting to get shorter and shorter these days. So yeah, just wanted to add to that. It's easier to cut it out and then like, you know, transfer it to other things. So yeah.
No, I'm like a victim. No, I'm getting also sucked into that na. Like my attention span already short. It's just getting shorter. So yeah.
So that's sorry.
This is our third episode recording today.
Yes, we were recording back to back.
Back to back.
And there are still work emails coming in. Hey.
And okay. Like Ate Katie is supposed to be sleeping right now. And then I'm also supposed to be sleeping. And okay. I'm also supposed to be sleeping because I have a morning shift tomorrow at the hospital.
But we got you guys.
So
we got you.
So, okay. So, that's that. Now, again, shorter songs to stream, also in line with streaming, before it was midnight releases. Now, it's 5 p.m.
Yes.
Philippine time releases.
Girl, so 5, 6, so 7 p.m. depending on where you are.
Wait.
Isan na lunch na eh. Okay.
Oh. Yes.
Yeah, like 12 noon. Can I react to this? Because I'm used to 12 midnight. Like I'm used to 12 midnight. I mean KST 11 p.m. sa atin. Okay. Teaser still. Teaser still. But like yung music video, they time it na minsan sa Western. Tapos minsan para ako, anong 10 a.m.? Ha? Anong nangyayari? Wait. ako kasi at this age and time, I don't wait for it. I mean, I'm not the type na to, oh my God, I have to watch this when it comes out. I'm just like, I'll watch it when I'm free during the day. It comes out noon, I'll watch it when at like 3 p.m. That's fine with me.
Yeah.
So,
similar to, I'm just like, yeah. Yeah, exactly. Sorry. Similar to that, like I feel like before, we were always there like midnight. You have to stay awake and everything.
Yes.
But I feel like now, I think one of the, I would like to think that one of the reasons why that they made the releases earlier is because they have younger audiences. Mm. They have school. And then, you know, I'd like to think it's a health initiative. As a future medical
professional.
As a health professional.
As a future medical professional, I would like to think it
is. You
already
are.
Oh, thank you. But I would like to think it's just, you know, to help with, you know, sleep, you know, don't have to stay up too late. And there are more people awake, basically, at least in the in the Asian side of things. Yeah. More people are awake, like Korea, Japan, Philippines, you know, in our side, we're more awake. At
the 6 p.m. releases, like even us, parang when we try to think when we release our episodes, we think about when are people going to be awake, diba?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I 7 like p.m., also, like things like that.
Yeah.
5, 6, 7 p.m., yeah.
I kind of miss the... I miss
midnight. Yeah, I miss it though. It releases.
Yes. It's very ano kasi, oh my god, welcoming the new day.
Yes.
It's giving oh my gosh. And oh my gosh, like
like a private moment and you're just enjoying it for yourself. Like
yes. Yeah.
Vibe. It's like I saw my stories from before. Posting stories of my planners from high school.
Oh my god! Yung diary? Yung SPCP diary natin?
I have it. The Starbucks planner. I have them all. I'm like, oh my god, Wolf, come back! XOXO first teaser! And XOXO hashtag
hashtag awu!
No, literally, like it's, meron ako nakasulat on 12 midnight. Parang ganun, I'm like, oh my god, I miss that. Staying up for that. It's very, it's like very rebellious.
Yeah, I feel like because of the 12 midnight, it becomes an event. Because it's not something that you're already awake for. You have to stay awake for it.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
So it's an event on itself. On and that was fun. But, you know, as you grow older, there are perks to having it earlier.
Yes,
there is. But also, like, it's my time. I mean, I think we were all still awake by 12 midnight.
Exactly. For sure. We are all nocturnal here.
Yes. Yeah. And, like, for me rin, yung 5 to 6, it's so hard for me because that's when I'm...
It's like going home
that's
from work time.
No, that's my work time. That's where everyone is just rushing their requests to the end of the day. And I don't... Mm. And I'm just like, yo, what's up? And it's like, I don't have the headspace to even think about or
remember. You have to be in the headspace for it. You have to be in the headspace.
I can't be hyped for it because...
That's what you always say, diba? Na parang that's why right now, na parang at our age again, parang hindi na tayo na pinipilit natin sarili natin to consume the content when it comes out. Kasi we probably aren't in the proper headspace.
To begin with,
We need a time na parang, okay, I'm gonna sit down and watch the music video now.
Tama.
Yeah, but how about for our listeners? What do you guys like? Do you like the 12 midnight releases or would you prefer it earlier? Please let us know.
Yes.
And they still do some now, but for sure not everything anymore.
For some, I think the last was Big Bang's Flower Road. I think recently din yata kay IU.
As a second gen.
I don't know. yun yung mga releases. So that's that. The next is what I see now in the new groups. Before kasi, when groups debut, they have set designated positions. They have designated contributions to the group.
Mm-hmm,
but now, everyone has to be all-rounders. I think yung distinction lang is rapper,
leader, maknae. Leader, maknae.
Wala
like
na yung ganun.
Uh-oh. So,
wala na rin. There's, actually, I think it started with Blackpink.
Mga ganong diba? All of that. So it's before like, talagang lalo na SM group. Mm-hmm. Diba?
SM. They always have like, and usually it would be the eldest.
So,
and you know what that brings?
What?
Like with more members in a group being all rounders, that also brings out stronger soloists when they have, you know, when the groups stop doing group promotions for a while and they start doing solos. And it also makes them more independent as artists. So like, with more all-rounders, they can stand alone if they need to.
Yeah, agree.
And as a, you know, if you have to think about you know, their future, their careers in the future, when, you know, there's a new wave of artists already, their generation's not there anymore, everything like that. It's good. It's like stability.
It just like a safety net. It's just, yes,
exactly. Together. Yeah. And it's nice, you know, like it brings, if everyone are like all rounders and they all can like really dance and sing and rap and everything like that, it has a more solidified performance.
Yes.
Like no one is trying to make hatak because they're all like just at the same place at the same time.
Tama. Yeah.
Hello, XG.
True.
Yes.
Agree. Yes.
So, si Kate's agree. Yes.
Agree.
No,
yes.
No, kasi, hey, nag-input na ako kanina.
Ina-punish ko yung input mo.
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, that's one trend or something different now compared to before. Next, very obvious, cable variety shows versus YouTube. Mm. Now, this I miss. Mm-hmm. This I miss a lot. Kate, I feel like I have something to say.
Cable variety shows, like, as in, what do you mean?
Like, variety shows, mga Strong Heart, mga Star Golden Bell, mga...
Oh, okay. I miss those.
Yung nasa, yung mga, TV. Ano, Star
King. TV,
Star,
yeah.
Star King, okay. Yes.
Star King,
kasi
yes.
I thought you were saying yung parang nasa Weavers na ngayon, ganun.
NAR.
But, yeah, okay, NAR. Yeah. Okay, yung YouTube, variety shows like Gose, ganun ba?
Like Gose, like...
Yeah, that's... Yeah. That, yeah.
Treasure Twice, Map. Treasure Map, yeah.
I actually have an input there.
Go.
So, I think we can all agree that the cable variety shows from before, yung mga YouTube variety shows now, it's all, for a group, one group. Like TXT,
yeah, it's company made for the
TXT
group
has,
itself.
Yeah, yung To Do nila, Gose, 17, BTS Run, BTS, tama ba?
Yes,
BTS?
Yeah.
And then so on and so forth. It's just centered sa kanila. And it's good, it's great, it's beautiful content. I love it. If you're really
it's
into
so
them,
fun. Oh my gosh,
it's so fun.
Yes.
But like cable variety shows, you get the interactions between the groups.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think that's why game caterers, yung recent game caterers, I think, I don't know, Hype lang ba? I don't know if other companies also did that. But like yung Hype game caterers, like parang first time ulit nagsama-sama ng maraming grupo. And parang ako,
alam mo yun.
We used to see this before. Like it was such a normalized thing.
I can't
thing
believe
before.
This is a novelty now.
Yeah, right.
Yes. Idols groups interacting is like something, it's, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Like
as that's actually another point I was gonna add, diba? Kasi we have lists. I have a list na parang yung interactions ng girl groups and boy groups before.
Yeah.
And no, like before, as in ang, oh my god. Like if you see Minho and Suyong sa Running Man, like SNSD and Shiny nagsasabunutan.
Yeah.
Now you don't see that anymore. Like konting dikit lang nila sa isa't isa, dating.
Or like konting stare. Konting stare at the dating. Yeah. I was like, why?
Can't they be friends? Like, makita mo, parang it's rare na magkaroon ng friendships ang book. Yeah.
Unless they're in the same company. Unless they're in the same company, which is easier kasi.
I think that's even like connected then to each other. Yung cable variety show. Yeah, I mean, even then. But like, it was more, parang, accepted na okay, magkakaibigan yung mga yan. Like, tropa-tropa talaga yung mga yan. Kita naman eh. Because of the shows that, like, we see them interact sa shows talaga. Like, yung their sassiness levels lumalabas.
Yes.
Like, them just shading each other, boys and girls. Like, it's so fun. Like, we don't see that nowadays because nga, yung, and they all have their own thing, which is, again, it's a really nice thing, but,
Ang input ko here is, I don't know if I said this na sa previous episode, but like, I feel like that's one of the main factors why a lot of us were multi-stans was because
because
of these interactions in cable, in variety shows, on TV, and all of that. It's because we went there for one group and then we get to know the other group.
Yes. Exactly.
That's how I started liking FX.
Exactly.
Because I was watching Shiny and then, hala, si Victoria, ang ginagawa nito,
tama. Right?
Yeah. Tama. Hala, nasa taas naman yung paa niya.
Nakagano. Paa niya. Hala, nasa
yeah, so I think that's why. And also kasi, that's the content that we have. Like, if we wanted variety, like, if we wanted content from our idols, we had to look for these variety shows for it to happen. Mm-hmm. But now, ang hirap maging multi-stan kasi isang grupo lang, ang dami
ng content talaga.
And I feel
like... That's why I don't blame new fans for being just...
Parang ang hirap na rin kasi to keep up with
even
everything.
Me, like...
Diba?
I can't even keep up, girl!
Yeah.
Diba? Kaya parang yung nangyayari rin doon is like, ang barrier lang doon is it's a lot harder for fans to be... Like, people say you have to watch their YouTube shows to be fans. But parang parang sa akin mas mahirap yun kesa just watching them on a show with an idol that you already know and then getting an idea of how they are.
Totoo, so,
The most interactions you see now are in the award shows.
Award shows na that nan ano pa ng pandemic, then they couldn't talk to each other too. So like that was a factor as well.
Yeah.
The most interactions we see TikTok talaga.
All the dance challenges where they ask each other, can you dance with us? Yes.
Yun na lang.
Even then, they look so awkward.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And not even all groups are really going around and ask. Like, from what I know, like, for example, Treasure, they don't do much dance challenges with a lot of people.
It's just YG. Yeah. But that's one that I really miss. I lean more towards the variety shows only because of the interactions that we get.
Yeah.
And all of that. But
you still have those like knowing bros sometimes.
Yeah.
Sometimes they bring in minsan.
Uh-oh. Mix.
Not
to.
But like Amazing Saturday kasi they only bring when they're sa comeback. So
So yun. Yeah. Yun siya. Do you have a list there too before I start,
I have one. I mentioned ko na sa boy groups and girl groups na interactions. That was one of the ones I have. And then my other one is self-produced songs.
Mm-mm.
That's really getting anong right now. It's like hindi siya trend, pero
like a lot more are being capable of producing.
A lot more companies are seeing the potential.
Benefits. Yeah.
The benefits of letting their idols think for themselves.
Have full creative direction.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Like bringing out their own potential. Like hindi lang sila, they're not just there to make the company look pretty. Like they also have they can think and they can make and they have artistic juices also to squeeze out of themselves. And I love it.
Yeah. Yes. I feel like that's also like one of the skills they look for in trainees.
Now.
One of the,
I feel like a group has to have at least one.
One right person who's, now.
And also like, ano siya, parang, it's, I was gonna say something, I forgot tuloy. Ah, it feels more authentic to fans.
Yes.
Because they know that it's from the person that is making the singing for them. So, ano mo talaga, like, emotions nila, what they're thinking of. So,
yes.
That one.
Tama.
That's a then and now.
Ash,
because
you have...
I sorry.
Yes, go crazy.
sorry. I naalala ko lang like Shiny didn't have creative. They didn't have full creative control until after their first contract.
Yes.
It took them 7 years before they could actually
negotiate nila, diba?
Yes, they negotiated that like before they could have a say in anything that they can make. And look at them now. Like look at Key. Look at Keybomb. Keybomb's freaking albums. He's his costumes like galing talaga. Like it's you see galing talaga Key. Amazing talaga.
Yeah,
that's just one.
Ash,
honestly, everyone said copy paste.
Nice,
okay. But I also think like I guess it just something casual to add to the trends. Like back then, K-pop was like in its own world. Like a lot of people, they were just like doing. They were all YG-ing basically. They like K-pop was just doing their own thing, not really caring about like the the Western world things and everything. But now, whatever the trend is, they're trying to mold the next comeback, the next song to it. Like they're trying to listen more to the market, to the fans, and they're trying because they're also
the amount of competition.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. So yeah, because they're trying to get out there now. They're trying to like sponge everything like that's coming. Yeah.
Absorb.
Yeah. So actually, fans actually have more say now.
Yeah.
To to what's happening in K-pop.
Mm-hmm.
I think back then we were just like just there, stand by. Like you're just we're bystanders. We're just like watching.
You know why fans have more say now? So they would know what they would buy.
Exactly. So fans definitely have like more influence to the industry than they think.
Yeah.
So exactly. Yeah, that was would be my thing. Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you. I think another
thank you so much.
I think another one of the more obvious ones is choreography.
Yes.
We can all agree on this.
Exactly.
Now before it you just watch it like 3 to 5 times. Kahit nakaupo. Kuha mo na.
Mm.
But now you have to set time. Like
yep.
A good few minutes, you know, to like just nail a chorus.
Oh, but I feel like it can also be switched. There are a lot of hard choreographies back then. How about B2B Wow? Teen Top yung house thing, everything.
Infinites Before the Dawn.
Yeah, I was gonna una nga sa isip ko BTD eh.
Yeah.
I was gonna say BTD.
But
one
like,
shot?
No, because I feel like because of the TikTok dance trends, they're trying to make it easier. They're trying to make it catchy so that people can easily learn it. So there's also that.
So what I may nakita din, may napansin din ako what they do, what the groups are doing. They have this hard choreo and then they try.
And then they have the easy version. Yes. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
Yes, yeah. For TikTok.
So and I guess it goes three ways. It goes three ways.
I feel if there were a word to describe it now, it's a lot more intricate now.
Mm-hmm.
Like before it was very 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Now it's 1 and 2 and 3.
1 and 2 and 3 and 4.
With different counts.
You
for
know
your
why?
Hands and
then pa 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 pa. Yeah.
My theory is theory talaga. Kala mo naman.
Tama.
No, it's just because K-pop choreography needs to always have a move. It has to have a move.
There's a point move. It always
There's
has a point move.
And like, not naman saying na choreographers are nauubusan na sila, but like the with the amount of K-pop dances, bawal ka. It's like you're not allowed to repeat clothes. You're not allowed to repeat a point move unless para ka nag-plagiarize, diba? Para hey.
Yeah, there was a whole biting issue.
Gentleman
to ah. That was the whole biting
diba?
Issue.
Sa,
yeah,
18 diba? Move. A diba? Simple move. And in different kinds of choreographies, not just that.
Yeah.
And then it's like,
there are different variations to a step of a single step.
Choreographers also have it harder this time.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes. That's why they're also like reaching out to a lot more international choreographers
yes,
and everything.
Yes.
That's why it's also more intricate because international choreographers actually competed in hip hop in competition. So like
it's our worlds colliding.
Our worlds, literally our worlds are colliding.
That
diba
is si Kyle
Madrid.
Diba Kyle? Diba Kyle Hanagami?
Kyle Hanagami.
Diba Koharu Sugawara?
Diba?
Diba Kristen Dogen? Go Paris, go Bell. Go Bailey Sock.
Ay, nako.
Tama,
ay, nako.
Exactly. Char. Those names. So, ayun siya. We love them. So, thank you.
Yes.
But why? So,
the
last one on my list. The last one on my list is personal na siya. So it's not objective thingy. Mm. It's personal na. It's award shows. So the way I can make it a little more objective is not a lot of people are tuning into award shows anymore because
they're only there for the performance.
Yes, they're only there not only for the performance. They're only there for one group.
Mm-hmm.
So unlike us, talagang aabangan natin yan kasi ang dami nating gustong makita. And
exactly.
Then the performance, 'di ba? So ang dami nating gustong makita. And of course, the award shows, we didn't know who was gonna win.
Yes. Because the competition was just that good and fierce.
And fair.
And fair.
And then But now, you already know who's going to win because it's a popularity vote.
It's a popularity vote. Also, it's so easy to see the numbers now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like yung sa, I mean, eto ah, of course yung BTS, again, that's a thing. I think that's a factor.
It is, yes.
That's a factor. We can't deny that na people are like, BTS is gonna win, diba? We can't deny that. It's the truth. It's a fact. Na totoo naman kasi talaga. Like, they're really out there. Like, they're in a different level talaga. They're in a different plane.
Yes.
Plane.
Iba na.
Plane.
Ibang dimension na sila.
Ibang universe.
Kasi talaga, hindi sila ma-reach talaga eh. But hindi, also, yeah. Like, even New Jeans, diba? Parang, we saw how big they got. And, like, hindi, it wasn't a surprise to me that they were the, best song, I think. Best song. Sorry. Song of the year and artist of the year. Kasi, kita mo na rin siya eh. Like, you get the, ano na din eh. Dati talaga, it was so close.
Yes.
It was so, like, you only didn't for Busker, really know. Busker to win.
Tama. That's the most memorable. It's always that mama rookie
2013.
Of the year.
Yes.
2013 yun, diba? Tama ba? Oo.
Yeah.
Kasi 2013.
We all know who we were rooting for, but then, Busker.
We're like,
huh? I mean, fair though. They're good. They're good. They're good in their own right.
Okay.
It was so unexpected. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. But I have something to add as well. There are a lot more international artists, like foreign members. Even in survival shows and groups now, there are a lot more now. And it's not just, before it was just like Koreans and then Chinese. The Koreans and the Japanese. Now there's Thai, Filipino.
Well, nauna pa ang Thai kasi sa Japanese.
No, yes, Japanese. Exactly. Yeah. Nikon, so, yeah.
Kasi, yeah, Nikon.
Good.
Yeah. So, but then, yeah, exactly. But then now, we have a lot more foreign presence.
Parang ngayon baliktad na nga eh. Sa isang group, isa na lang yung Korean and then the rest are international members. Like before, it was just one international member and then the rest
are Korean. Exactly.
No, yeah. Well, yeah. Blackpink, technically tatlo sila. Pero,
tama.
Born and tama. Raised where?
Tama.
Para si Jisoo, tuloy siya lang hindi nakakapag-English ng, pero magaling na rin siya mag-English ngayon.
Tama.
Pero,
yes.
Tama.
Totoo,
we love her.
Totoo.
Yes, it's that on the globalization scale.
The globalization.
Ang dami na talaga. Long story short, ang dami na changes. And yung mga lola nyo, we're doing our best to keep up.
To keep up.
We're doing our best. The podcast is still running, which means we know stuff.
Yeah.
We're still here.
We're still here.
We're still here.
We're still here. So that means we still... Yes.
Relevant pa kami.
Tama. Yung mga alam namin, sana relevant pa.
Hindi pa naman tita-tita. Charot.
Yes.
Pero yung katawan ganun na. Yung likod sumasakit.
Yes.
Yes. Actually, that's...
sleeping time na ngayon.
Hoy. Tama. Tama. But yeah, anything else you guys wanna add on the differences of then and now?
I'm actually thinking.
Yeah.
Kasi
ang dami na rin
survival
shows, no? Ang daming survival shows. Ang dami.
Yeah, dami.
Ang dami.
Yeah.
So, I think it's using survival shows as a marketing tactic para the debut.
It's actually smart, but I personally don't like it.
Yes, you were never the biggest fan of survival shows.
I'm really not. Because I don't want to be subjected to that. Like, I don't want people seeing my struggles.
Yeah.
But, like, it's in a marketing perspective, so good.
Yeah.
Tingnan nyo, Enha.
Diba? Kaya ganun kalakas yung give and take, eh.
Yes.
And 101. IY.
101. Like, the
prime produce. Prime examples.
Yeah, produce 101. Yes. Especially the first
zero
two seasons.
Zero base one.
Yes. Yeah, I want to get them to ZB1. They look really interesting.
I love the members are so interesting.
Yes.
To me, yung mga nakikita kong clips nila.
Oh my gosh, they're actually really funny. See, Matthew.
Oh, I know Matthew.
He's such cute. He's such a vibe. He's such a mood. Yeah.
Yes.
And then there's the anime looking one. Like a lot of people say he looks like an anime manhwa character. Like see Ricky, the one with like the blonde hair, I think. Yeah.
Sige.
Tama
but
ba?
Yeah.
Meron pa
correct
ba?
Me if I'm wrong, people. But
meron
please.
Pa ba? I think it's just a lot, like more shows,
yeah,
more award shows.
But these are just the ones that are on the top of our heads. Top so if you head. Guys have any changes
if
that you,
if we missed anything,
you observed.
We probably
yes.
missed on a lot.
We probably
of stuff
missed a lot, yeah,
because yeah. of life. But let us know again.
I'm let still trying to think.
Spotify.
Like on the fan side, do we have anything like then and now?
On the fans, I think, well,
apart from being just, like having more influence and.
I remember. I have one now.
Go, babe.
Ticketing.
Yes. Mm. Oh my gosh, I was going to say it used to be so easy for us to go to concerts.
Yeah.
Yes,
so
but
easy.
Now it's so hard. Everyone's so trying hard. Like, to get so into concerts.
Everyone, before we. Parang, you don't have to. You just have to worry about. Your kunyara standing ka, what your queue number will be. Pero you're sure na may ticket ka. You can get a ticket either way. But now,
ubusan agad.
Like, you don't
it's
know. The
ticketing day is the scariest day.
Ticketing
one of the scariest
day is
days
ever. So scary now. Like, I'm dreading ticketing days talaga. Kasi, parang, oh my God, makakakuha. The question is, makakakuha ba ako ng ticket o hindi? Yun yung
tama.
So tama. Scary now. Because that's of the volume of fans.
That's why ooh! I haven't been going. Concerts.
Mm. Guys, venues sa Philippines pa lang. Different.
Yes. Oh my God, yes. Mm.
So
oh my God, yes.
One. That's a big then and now. We miss you, Moa.
Yeah.
We miss you,
no,
Moa.
We miss you,
Araneta.
Oh my gosh, I miss you, Moa and Araneta. Because, oh my gosh.
Because it's
Philippine
not,
Arena. It's not the most convenient place to get to.
It really is not. Like, I went there once. I have to think about it really hard if I really want to go there again.
Mm-hmm.
Sabi ko sa sarili ko na parang the only group that will actually make me go to Philippine Arena 17. Was 17. But then TXT, whoa. I like you this much? You got me to go to Philippine Arena?
Dude, I was... Sabi ko rin, I only have groups that I swear that sila lang anuhin ko.
Diba?
Twice?
Twice?
Pero, worth it though. Yeah.
Yeah, worth it. Pero diba, like, it's also so difficult, like, isa atin. Na parang, yeah.
Before, kasi concerts used to be just a part
it's
of
a movie. Luxury.
Like, it's a luxury. Mm-hmm. Like, but, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't. It's just
ngayon.
So many fans. Like, yun talaga. Ang dami lang talaga. Like, there's
oh my gosh.
During the pandemic. Just so many
fans. I also realized, I think, during concerts, aside from the usual fan banner that everyone has, a lot of people are doing more like, you know, those placards with games or questions, and then the idols will like answer them on stage.
A lot of people
have been doing that.
A lot of people are trying to get their YN moments.
Yeah. Yes.
Which is, ginagawa kasi to na, it's not just the idols. Like, meron na rin kasing, like, kunyari yung transition from last song to encore. They would flash the banners. That's why people are like, okay, I have to make one para pag ma-flash, diba?
Yeah.
So everyone has, which is nice. It's so funny to see them. Like, I love seeing them. I love watching them.
Yeah.
So yon. I feel like Philippine concerts, it's unfortunate that it's such a hassle to go to now.
Yes.
Especially with venues being farther away from Manila. Mm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it's really like a whole weekend thing.
Yeah.
Agenda. So, it's like a whole
mission.
Like
it's as in field trip talaga siya. It's you have to prepare for
you really have to prepare for it.
Yeah, it's again like before, diba? It's a day thing. Pwede ka mag-uwian. No, I mean, pwede ka pa rin mag-uwian, pero it'll take the whole day and you'll get home after midnight. Like it's
mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that's
one.
We miss you. We miss you more, Rina.
We miss you,
Arena.
Yes, we miss you.
We miss you, convenience.
We miss you, so
we miss you, convenience.
We miss you, EDSA.
We miss you, convenience. We miss you, easy to commute going.
Yes.
We miss you, MRT, LRT.
Tama.
Anyway.
Tama so much. So, I think we can end it there because wala na kaming mapiga. This is our third episode recording
episode
in a row.
For, this is ito pala feeling ng mga nag-interview na mga yung press.
Oo, yung mga artista yung sunod-sunod yung yung
interviews nila.
Yes. Yun tayo today.
Loopy
so,
na.
Ayorange. So thank you guys. If you guys have any other inputs on this topic, please let us know by answering down below if you're listening on Spotify. If not, you can go and tag us on our Instagram at Spill the Soju Podcast. That's also on Facebook. On X at SDSPodPH and email, Gmail, whatever. Everything's linked down below. Please go and share this to your friends. Follow the podcast. Rate and review, all of that good stuff. And until we see you guys next time, thank you so much for listening.
Bye. Bye. Bye.